Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Rochelle.
Yes.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you doing?
Okay, Abigail.
Okay.
You know, the county sent to Jill a letter and said that they're denying the service.
Did they? Why did they deny them?
I have to get up there to see the letter.
Okay.
But they feel that she doesn't need help getting her personal hygiene and all that stuff together, which is not true. And they said that the doctor said that, and she hasn't seen that doctor since. I think I did take her in August because I was worried about her.
Right. Okay. Maybe, I mean, how did your assessments go?
I thought that was one of them.
Right, you had two assessments. How did they go?
I felt that they went okay.
Meaning,
they
did they tell you? Did they
tell
you by the assessment that it doesn't look like she will be approved?
No, they pretty much were like asking the questions, putting them on the PC, and then saying someone else will be in touch with you in regards to. Then the next person did the same thing. She came and she asked questions, and she said you'll be hearing back.
Okay, so you know what? Let's try calling into Maximus, to the broker. Maybe they can give us some more information. Are you able to do that now?
Yeah, I guess I can.
Okay, just hold a second, please.
If you need to send application information to us, you can fax. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling this Obey Independent Enrollment Broker. Hi, my name is calling for the first time. For
Hi, sorry, we can't hear you so well.
I don't know what's going on with my headset. What about now?
Yeah, that's better.
A little better.
All right, what can I help you with today? How can I help you?
Okay, so this is Abigail. I'm from Family First Care, a home care agency. I'm on the phone with Rochelle White. And we're calling about a patient, Jill Griffin, who's her friend. We wanted to know why she was denied for home care services from Maximus.
Abigail, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. She's checking, I know. I just couldn't hear you.
Yeah, okay. Are you there from Maximus? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Is that Rochelle or...
Yeah,
the other lady on the
it's
phone.
Me, Abigail. I think she put us on hold to pull up the case. That's
okay.
What I'm hoping, and
I
that's
guess
showing
so.
That she hung up on you.
Just
to my
happen.
Knowledge, it was like the doctor said that she doesn't need the services, And I was thinking of appealing it because of the fact that the doctor, if she even can remember who Jill is, hasn't seen
right.
her but once in maybe 2 years.
Right.
And the social worker at the flag house where she lives is willing to write a letter because they're all like, oh, Rashad, I think that would be great if you could get some help for Jill and,
right.
you know, and all this. And
I hope we get it. Yeah. I'm just thinking, I think we should call her again. I don't know if they're there. I'm going to call you back, okay?
All right.
Okay. Just a second.